May the Lord give us the strength in every trial to fix our eyes on Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the sufferings of his cross. Amen. The Lord has been very tender with me lately. We are going back more and more to the days when we danced together and just spent time being in each other's presence. He's been wearing wedding attire, and I see myself in a wedding dress as well. He longs to just linger and change the subject. Yet at other times, I see him suffering on the cross and feel some of his pain. Ezekiel, in the midst of his excruciating pain yesterday, saw the Lord vomiting blood from the cross. Oh, how he detests what must be done to right this ship. My dear ones, we must trust that all he allows is for the best. We must trust his timing. We now know that the Red Chinese have armies and war equipment in both Canada and Mexico. We also know that they rigged the election and have been paying off the mainstream media to denounce our president. The world was a massive swamp, and he came in and started draining it. Now they have tried to silence him. Dear ones, this man has put his life, his children's lives, and all he has on the line for our country. We owe him everything in prayer and support. So please do not stop praying for him and the faithful ones that surround him. And remember, God has a plan. What we see on the surface right now is not necessarily going to last long. I believe we are in for a big surprise, and our nation will soon be reformed. So I'm asking all of you to surround the president and his administration on your knees, praying for God's mercy to triumph. In the meantime, we must look deeply into our own ways and repent of those things that are not God's will in our lives. Take care of the poor as well, and gently inform those who are lost in the darkness, not knowing what to believe. Lord, have you anything to add? Jesus began, "Why did you wait so long to ask me?" He said that because I actually had another message that I just split off from this one. I said, "I'm sorry, Lord. I'd much rather hear you than myself." "Well, I am here and ready to speak to you all," he said. "The other day when I asked you to consider the rapture, that it is on the horizon, I was serious. Now is the time to switch from what you think you need to what you know others will need when you are gone. Provide for them, Claire." And here I want to add, Sister Elizabeth has been having dreams, Sister Elijah and Ezekiel, and they are about the rapture and after the rapture. Ezekiel had a dream and he saw Melania and Donald Trump being taken up to heaven. Wow. Most of the prophets had said he would serve another 4 years. But what if the rapture interrupts that? Jesus replied, "Yes, what if it does?" "Lord, is it true?" Jesus said, "Yes, it is true. I am taking them both." None of you have any concept of how these two have suffered. When the prophets talked about his second 4-year term, they had not considered the rapture might happen. Watch China as more and more become Christian. In this last dream about the rapture that Sister Elizabeth had, several people were in a building, and all of a sudden there was an intense flash of white light, and I was gone. Brother Mike was gone. But Sister was there, almost alone. In our dreams about the future, certain people were still here after the rapture. What was so amazing is that with another flash of light, Elizabeth was endowed with heavenly light and power. The anointing was strong on her. Another moment, and Brother Leo was hit with a flash of light and was also transformed. Lord, will this happen to everyone who's left behind? Jesus answered me, No, my love, only the ones I have called to shepherd the left behind. And Sister Elizabeth keeps hearing the Lord say, Be faithful unto death. Jesus answered, Yes, there will be martyrs, glorious martyrs. But until then, I'm anointing the remnant church to lead. Elizabeth said that after the flash of light that transformed her, she opened a door and a strong, oppressive black cloud came at her. She instantly suited up in armor and confronted the darkness, which then retreated. Jesus continued, Yes, it is my provision that end time leaders will be endowed with supernatural powers, and the armor is a must. All of you now are looking at the coming out of the plans that have been laid for a one-world government since the French Revolution. Each generation that was a part of this committed their lives to bringing it to pass, even though they knew they would never see the day. That's just how dedicated they were. Now is their time, Claire. Now the mysteries of iniquity unfold and take their place in the halls of history. For a little time only, then I will come and put an end to them. But it is important for you to understand the time you are in, so you will not waste time on things that have no bearing on the near future. Also, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, and pray for those who persecute the president. I do not wish that any should be lost, and I need you to pray for them. My people, my father has waited and waited and waited, and now the harvest is ripe, and he is putting the sickle to it. Yes, marvelous things will happen during this time, but the fight against evil will be very difficult. But I have equipped those who must stay in the combat, and they will do valiantly. It is not about changing the tide, because I have written that evil will overcome the good. But rather, it is about being my faithful witnesses to the very end. Yet many will see me coming on the clouds and rejoice that they were counted worthy to behold my return. I want you all to strengthen your resolve and be ready. Please do not be thinking of yourselves during this time. Think only of me and the remnant and what they will need. Soon enough, you will be taken up, only to return with me later to an entirely new world. Be courageous. Be faithful. Don't waste time. Take care of others. Repent of things in your life where you failed, or things that you should have done that you didn't do. Repent of these things. Be clean before me, because you know not the hour I am coming for you. Be ready, my children. Be ready.